But thank you for playing full out. Thank you for getting this course in your hands. Thank you for doing the exercise. Remember, if we don't put in the hard work now, we don't get to celebrate on the backside, right? We, as David Kekich said, living the hard way is easy. Living the easy way is hard. Facing some of these emotions, it's not easy. Looking at the truth, not easy. Looking at some of the things that we missed out on, not easy, but that's okay because yesterday's gone. Tomorrow is all there for us to write a new chapter, to write a whole new book, to start fresh today. Listen, I have regrets. I've made horrible mistakes. I went through a divorce. I put my kids through that. I made mistakes, but I didn't live there. I learned from it. I grew, and that'll never happen to me again. That's not where I'm going. So that's just one of many things, but I just know sometimes when I see people that have emotions, some of it is because of loss, some of it's regret, some of it is missed opportunity. I'm gonna ask you to feel that for a moment, to not live there, because that is yesterday. And what if all of that happened so you could be right where you are today, that we could gain these capabilities together, that we could lock arms, that we could be this tribe together to say, I will not settle. I am called for more, and there is nothing gonna stop me. But right now, you know what I'd love to do? Again, if you have this course, you're at home, and I'm hoping you're playing full out. Right now, as I'm filming, I still have a live audience, and I would love to call on a few people. My team, each of my team members, just so you know, fell for each of you in different ways. Like, literally, my team came with, I don't know if you can see, I have papers all over this desk here, and Mike came in and said, oh, you should call on these five people, and Jeremy's like, no, you gotta call on these three, and I saw how intense this person was. So I have so many different names of people that I would love to hear what you discovered. You know, one of the biggest things that I saw in the chat as I watched, and again, I'm guessing the same thing if you're home watching this course, is people said, wow, I didn't expect it to go there. Who had an experience like that, that you didn't expect it to go there? And when it did, it might have brought emotions, and that's okay, because we make movement when we have emotions, right? Think about that. I bet all of you have said you want more financial freedom, but some of you still have procrastinated on that. I bet so many of you have said you want more love in your life, but you're still procrastinating. This understanding your deeper level why will make you disturbed within action and make you excited about going after what you want, to overcoming those obstacles, to fight when no one else wants to fight, to never give up. If you hit an obstacle, what do? Find a new way. If that doesn't work, what do? You find a new way. And if it doesn't work 20 more times, you find a way. And when you can't find a way, you go back to your why, you figure out, you get empowered, and you try again. And you try again. So what I'd love to do is call on a few people right now and see if you wouldn't mind. And listen, if you don't want to share, that's totally cool. You could say, you know what, this is too emotional or it's too personal, and you don't have to share. But I'd love if you would. So the first person on the list is Beth. Beth, would you mind sharing? Would that be something you would like to do?
Yeah, I think it's interesting how you said, doesn't matter where you start, you come back to the same why, which is why I realized financial freedom probably wouldn't be the place I'd start, but I did start there and went through it. And I know that the deep why would have come regardless of where I started. And so thank you.
Would you mind, do you want to share your why, or is it too personal? It's okay if it's too
personal. I'm more than happy to share. Like I said, I started with the question about, being successful. And I think, just trying to, I have pages of notes. I'll try and summarize, financial freedom to travel, retire early, or retire my husband early. Why is that important? Lots of reasons. One, because my mom and dad worked very hard and didn't have enough time to be healthy in retirement and take the trips that they want to. And why is that important? Why is that? How does that affect me? I want to be able to travel and explore and see the world without concerns while I still have health, while my family still has their health. Why is that important? Sorry.
Don't be sorry. Thank you for sharing.
My dad died at 82 and my mom died at 80. And I feel like they both had so much life left to live, but their health through cancer and dementia, just their lives were cut short. And they left behind grandchildren who had, like my daughter has no grandparents living. She's 24 now. Why is that important? Because family to me is everything. Their love and support and building those memories of adventures together. Why is that important? I had fantastic memories growing up. I am the fourth of five kids. But in my family of seven, we did take adventures and have trips to Yosemite and stuff. But my brothers both died too young. One was 19 and one was 40, and they both committed suicide. So you can't, I can't get that time back. I didn't have, and then my next why was, you don't know what when or what will happen in your family, whether it's cancer or suicide. You don't know. You can't get poor quality time is just gone. So I want to have a different relationship with my husband and my daughter right now. I kept going deeper. I don't even know what number I'm on. I want more memories of fun and joy and love and building bonds with my husband, our daughter, and to have that legacy of strong ties and that not only will faith in God get me through difficult times, but having that trust in each other, that we're here for each other. So, and that's, anyway. I tried to summarize, but.
Thank you for sharing so transparently, so authentically. I'm sorry about that with your brothers and your family, but thank you for opening up and helping all of us and sharing that. And when you dig into this, isn't it crazy how you want all the things on your list, and that's okay. But when you get to the root reason, you want more time, you want to retire early. Why? So you can create new memories with your husband and your daughter. It's your daughter, right? And create those.
Yes, she's.
What's that?
She's 24.
Yeah, and create more memories that will last a lifetime, right? And let me just ask you something. When you think of creating more memories and adventures with your husband and your daughter and creating another relationship, a next level relationship, can I ask you, what could get in your way? What will you allow to stop you, right? Like when you think through that lens, compared to just saying, if someone said, I'd like to retire early, but there could be difficulties. When you say, I'm building a better relationship with my husband and my daughter, two completely different emotions. One sounds like a good idea. I hope one now is a must, that you won't settle for anything but that. Is there any reason is there anything that can stop you from doing that?
I think believing in myself, believing that I can do, I'm trying to build a new business. So believing that I can do that, believing I've kind of, I lost my last job. So I think I've sort of been in forced retirement, but to me, just literally making the most of every moment we have, but also having that faith that I can build a business that will not only help in healing people and moving them along their journey of healing, but that in the meantime, it will give me more financial freedom. So just, again, having that belief that I can manifest that.
Amazing. And that's why, can you see why that I stacked? I know we're only halfway through the course, but you see why I stacked it the way I did. So we can start overcoming those beliefs. I'm sure now that you're starting your own business in other parts of the course, you're like, oh my God, that's me. I'm not sure if I can, and I can. And you see the difference. I mean, look at the story of the two restaurants, right? The just the shift of the belief, right? One person lost their job in their home saying, I can't believe the world did this to me. When do I get another job? Or you might be home saying, I lost my job. It's time to create a next level me so I can build that relationship with my husband and my daughter and create next level memories. Keep that in mind. Do not let the villain take charge. Do not leave that that list of your seven levels deep. Read it every day if you need to. And if you get emotional every day, that's okay. We make a movement when we feel emotions. When we get numb and we tuck it down and we hide it and we say we should be blessed and we should be grateful, the heck with that. Of course you should be blessed. Of course you should feel blessed, be grateful. But that doesn't mean this should stop us from wanting more. And you're not selfish. Right. I've never had anybody go through seven levels deep saying, I want more money, I want another Lamborghini, and I want it all for me. Like, no one ever does that because we get inside our heart. Keep this inside your heart, and I have zero doubts you'll achieve what you want. Beth, thank you so much for sharing. Let's give it up for Beth. All right, let's take another share. Jeremy said, bring up, if you're on, is it Byron?
It's Brian, actually. Oh. Yeah, I'm doing really good.
Oh, yeah, I got it backwards. See, I look like B-Y-R-O-N. So, okay, Brian. All right, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you very much for everything you're teaching us and learning and helping me learn all this stuff.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. So what did you discover? Was there something that you weren't sure you didn't realize was coming, or did you kind of know?
Well, I kind of know. I didn't know, to be the truthful. I mean, when I started my business, it was about time management, having that time freedom and then the financial freedom too. But like I, with you and how you have this laid out, is why did I want that? I want to have more time with my family. Why? I failed to. I failed having that time with my kids because of the job. I was in the Army, so Army was always first. Why do I want to fix that and bring it back to my family is because I want my girls to be happy with me and have those memories that we missed out on. And why did I want that? Because I never had that with my dad, because he left us when I was 3. And then the real why was, I want to matter to my girls. But what's really good is they're right here going and listening to this stuff. So,
Brian, I just want to tell you, thank you for being so vulnerable and thank you for filling my heart up. And you know, here's the cool part. You could realize this when you're 90, right? Like, and we both know people that have. I know my grandfather didn't talk to hardly any of his kids. And when he was 80 years old, my dad's dad, who I never met, when he was 80, 85 years old, he realized it. And he wanted all his kids to come, and it was kind of late. Half of them didn't even come to see him on when he was leaving, because he realized that at 85, not when his kids were at an age where he could make a movement. There's time right now, this very moment, to make that shift, to make that change. And I'll pray to God tonight that if that's what so many of you have felt and what Brian's feeling right now, and you know today's the day, right? Again, I love quoting Tony. I never want to dismiss anything that I learned from him, but really hit me a long time ago when he said, how fast can you make a change? And people say it takes years. It takes a moment. It takes a moment. An exercise like this, seven levels deep, it takes a moment. That decision today to make those deeper memories, there's nothing you can do about yesterday, but you surely can shift tomorrow. And I'm so happy for you.
Thank you, Dean. God bless you, brother. Thanks a lot, man.
Oh, no. God bless you. And that's amazing. So how old are your girls or your children?
25 and 22, believe it or not. Oh,
you must have had them when you were 10. So, you know, well, you have such a good time. And what a great age to have fun with your kids and do unique things and go on adventures. And, you know, I said this earlier and I was just guessing, but I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. Is feel a little regret about it today. It's okay. It's okay. Let it out. But let it go tomorrow. Because your kids don't want you. Your girls love you. Do you think they want you being sad about what you missed, or you think they'd want you to take all that energy and make it better today. They don't want you living in yesterday. Your maker, whoever you believe in, God, doesn't want you to live in yesterday. If you were still living there, I think that's a lesson, right? If you just did this today and you go back to who you were tomorrow, that's a different story. But feel it today and then let it go, brother. Give yourself permission to let yesterday go and make today and tomorrow magical, okay?
Roger that.
All right, man. Appreciate you. Thank you for sharing. What a day, huh? Wow. Okay. Next, Mike suggested we call on Steph A. Steph, would you like to come on and share? Hi, Steph. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Thank you.
Feeling very emotional, even more so after listening to Beth and Brian. yeah, I thought I'd dug deep into my why before, but apparently not. So I'll just go through the levels, shall I?
Yeah, sure. You could just share what your biggest breakthrough was or
okay.
What your
main why. I'll share the biggest one, yeah, okay. So when I'm going through, I mean, I had the whole financial freedom thing, but when I went through, I sort of said, I want to be significant. I want to do something. And it came down to the fact that my dad died 9 years ago now, and he was a really unhappy man. He, from my point of view, from my perspective, he wasted his life. He died really young at 65. But because he was a blame culture, you know, blaming, losing a job, then not doing anything. And he lived small. And I just think, because he wasted his life, I want to make sure I make the most. Right? Sorry.
Don't be sorry. Thank you for being you.
And I realize that what it comes down to is I want to love myself. And, you know, I'm quite a confident person, but I think possibly I don't love myself enough. And I've got two kids, and they are 8 and 11. And I want to show them how to be that person. And that's ultimately it. I want to have the financial freedom to spend time with them, to have the experiences with them, to live that life, but to show them what's possible, to show them that they are beautiful people, that they should love themselves. And I think that's ultimately what it comes down to be happy, and to teach my kids to be happy.
Yes, Steph, first off, thank you for sharing, and thank you for being vulnerable. And I'm just going to remind you something that helped change my life is when Tony said, blame your dad for what went wrong, but you better blame your dad for what went right in your life. And because your dad wasted his life, in your terms, in your words, and because your dad didn't give you that experience, you're not going to allow that to happen to your children. You're not going to allow your kids to say, my mom wasted her life. We didn't have experiences with my mom. So I want to tell you where I found a little peace. Blame him for being the way he was so you could be the way you are and the woman you're going to be today. You know, what I just shared, you know, multiple times today is you get to make the decision to change today, right? Not that you were a bad mom, but or anything, you did anything wrong. But you want to take it to another level. Remember we talked about, we're all just up-leveling, right? We're all called for another level. And that's what this exercise does. It strips away the barriers. We think it's one thing and it's always something more, right? And another thing I want to encourage you, and you, again, if you're already doing this, is great, but you know what they say about helping out? If somebody won't give 10 cents out of a dollar, they won't give 100,000 out of a million. For contribution, for charity. Remember, a lot of times we think, when I get the financial freedom, when I'm in control and the money comes in, then I'll have the time to do the things I want with my kids. And I would just encourage you to make sure that story doesn't creep in, because you could start doing the things with your kids right now. And here's the crazy part. When you start doing those things and you say no to other things, Say no to things that don't serve you, don't serve this new why, don't serve this place that you want to go. When you start saying no to those and you say yes to the things you want to do, even right this very moment, there's something crazy about the universe and it rewards you faster. The financial freedom, the next level, and I know you know this, I could tell the way you're shaking your head, all of a sudden taps on your shoulder and you didn't know that karma hooked you up. And all of a sudden there's a new opportunity. The business starts, the job excels. It's crazy. I watch so many people go, no, once I get this, then I'll be a better husband. Once I get this, I'll be a better father. It's like, no, do that now. And then all of a sudden this just shows up in your life. So I'd encourage you to, like, I hear people say, I'm gonna eat better when I make more money. I can hire someone who, like a personal chef. I'm like, you probably could start eating better now. And then, right, we think about these processes. So just don't get caught up with that can come after this. Cause I think what you're seven levels deep with is, and what you want to do with your family and your kids, I think that could start today.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you for being so transparent and sharing. And I'm so glad that you had that breakthrough, and I expect nothing but great things from here on out.
Thank you, Dean. It's all down to you. I know we're all here absolutely amazed at what you're giving us.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's all me. I love being a catalyst, but you guys are the ones doing the work. So thank you, Steph. Okay, we're going to do one more share. Daniel, you want to share? Holding up the heart and the 100%? Let's hear from Daniel Martin. He's had the two signs hanging up. How you doing, Daniel?
Hey, Dean. I'm doing good, thanks.
You got my attention. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. I got these from the World Summit.
Oh, great. Well,
I'm excited for them coming up.
I'd love to hear, what did you find something new in your why you weren't expecting?
Yeah, so the one where it like started to really get to me was when I asked myself, why is doing the right thing important to me? And because like that's just something I live by, and like, I didn't really, like, I do the right thing and the rest doesn't matter. Like, that's what I live by. And I realized that just doing the right thing makes me feel good about myself. But when I don't do the right thing, when I know I could have, I also feel bad about myself. And I think that was like a big turning point. And kind of like what Stephanie ended on was like feeling good about myself. And just to love and accept myself, because I know that's something that I'm not at right now and something that I'm working on since 2018. Like, I've been just on my personal development journey since then. And that's like my big why in my life, is just to really love and accept myself.
What an amazing why to discover and feel it in your heart. Because if we don't start with loving ourselves, how can we love anybody else? And what is the purpose of life if we look in the mirror and not happy with that person, right? And if you know that's who you are, it's so great to identify. How old are you, Daniel?
I'm 22.
22. What a great time in life to be on this discovery, on this journey of figuring this out. I mean, who in here wishes they did this at 22? I know some of you are 22, but how incredible is that? And I have to ask you, maybe by a raise of hands, and those of you at home doing this course, did you feel when you got through this, when you may have asked yourself a few questions and you gave an answer, and then all of a sudden there was an answer you wrote down? And I was watching you, Raquel. I was watching a moment where you were writing, and I watched everything in your body change. I watched your mannerisms change. Did you feel that, Daniel? There was a moment you were writing, and all of a sudden you hit one, and you're like, that's the one that lives inside here. That's the one that's in my heart.
Yeah, it was just feeling good and, well, more so loving myself, because it's just something that I'm not at with myself.
Okay. So here's the cool part. And brother, you need to love yourself. Just for being on this, being a part of this training, sharing, doing this exercise, you're doing more than 99% of the world who talk about wanting. Everybody wants a different life, dude. Everybody wants to love themselves. Everybody wants to make more money. Everybody wants more happiness. Everybody wants more time. But most people aren't willing to do what it takes to get there. I want each and every one of you to know that, whether you're watching, you bought the course, you're watching from home, you're watching it live right now. Most people want the same things you guys want. but they're unwilling to do what it takes to get there. So I just want to tell you, man, you are on this path. You're on this journey. You are here. You're doing what it takes to get to where you want to go. And I really want you to think of something. At 22 years old, when you figure out that you want to make those decisions, that will guide everything you do from this point forward. When you look at an opportunity and you can make a whole bunch of money in a business, but it doesn't serve your heart, it doesn't serve humanity, it doesn't do the right thing by people, you're not going to question your values, brother. You're going to make a decision based on your character, your values, and that'll serve you so well in life because you're going to be successful, you're going to do great things, but how great is it to do something that also is aligned with who you are as a human?
Yeah, that's exactly what it
is. And that'll be your new filter. That's it. Like, literally, that will be your filter on the jobs you do, the career you take, the business you start, the relationships you have when you raise children. That most important piece will be that part that dictates where you want to go. And it's so amazing to discover it at 22. I want to tell you, you're on the right path. Please give yourself credit. Please pat yourself on the back. Please understand you're doing the work. Most people talk about it. Most people complain. Most people don't do the work, and you are.
I appreciate it, Dean. Thank you.
You got it, man. Let's give it up for Daniel. Guys, this has been so amazing, going through the seven levels deep and having you experience this, taking the time. And I'm going to encourage you at this part of the course is to do this again. Spend the time. If you didn't have a breakthrough, if you got to level five and you said, I don't know what else there is, do it more. Spend more time. When you're in the shower, when you're driving, when you're eating breakfast, think to yourself, why do I want that? Why do I want more? Why do I want the business? Why do I want freedom? Why do I want to feel loved? Why do I want to give love? Why do I want more experiences with my family? Why do I want to be home more? When you dig through and you get to that part where it makes you emotional and you feel it, great, congratulations. That is the driving force to go and take you from where you are that we uncovered in this training, and is the bridge. It is the gas to go across the bridge to get to where you want to go, right? You gain those capabilities. The capabilities is the bridge, right? The gap is where you are to where you want to go. There's a gap. The bridge are the capabilities. This course, new tools. The why is the fuel for the car to get across the bridge. And that's why this was so important. Thank you for playing full out. And thank you for doing this exercise. And I'm so excited for Module 5.